For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, if you've been wondering about new developments in wash day products, here's sensational news I'm certain will surprise you. News that means a sparkling, clean wash for you. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left enclosed by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this news was demonstrated to women recently in actual washing demonstrations. And today, you can hear in her own words what one of the women present at such a demonstration saw. Listen to Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading sud the way you told me. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, here's something you can do next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more important, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell wind-blown fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, we've never liked or trusted Cousin Sylvester. We know him to be deceitful, greedy, and dishonest. But yesterday, Ma learned that Sylvester had been in trouble with the police one time out west. And since Ma knows that Sylvester wants to marry Faye, and Ma's even heard through the grapevine that Sylvester hopes to elope with Faye, well, Ma's feelings can easily be imagined. And we mustn't forget that matter of Willie and Evie's money, which Sylvester swindled and has not yet returned. It's after 10 o'clock at night now, and Ma's just getting home. Listen.
Is that you, Ma?
Yes, Faye. I left the car out in front. Would you ask Joseph to put it away, please? Never mind, then, dear. I'm going up.
What? Wait,
never mind, dear. It ain't important.
Here comes.
Here comes. Now, it's finished, Ma. It's after 10 o'clock. I'm beginning to get worried. You didn't run out of gas or anything, did you? Oh, no. I didn't say. I was just longer doing what it was. So no matter. But would you ask Joseph to put the car in the garage, please? I'm tired.
Well, I've got some tea on the stove. I was waiting for you to come back.
Come on. Come on. I reckon I'll go straight up, say, Child. Yes, I'll go straight up.
Oh, Ma. Don't you feel well?
What is it? Where were you? I'm all right, dear. Paulette, all right?
Paulette? Oh, of course she is. Oh, Ma, something's upsetting you. Why are you looking at me like that? Ma, you weren't at Willie's and Abby's, were you?
No. Not at Willie's and Abby's. Oh, Faye. Faye Shuckle tells me that I should ask you to your face. I should tell you, but I can't. How can I? Let me go up.
Should I ask me something to my face? You mean this is something about me? Well, what is it? I haven't done anything. Nothing that I know of, anyway. Oh, Ma, for heaven's sake, what's the matter? You say you were way over at Shuckle's?
Oh, she must have been wrong. Even if she went wrong, it's no business of mine, so why am I so upset?
After you've never done nothing in her whole life, it wasn't right and good. And even if you do this, why, it makes no affair of mine.
But what? Do what? Please, Ma.
Oh, say. Say, dear, you know, I don't like to interfere with other folks' business. I try not to tell you what to do or where to go or when to come back.
For heaven's sake, sometimes I wish you would tell me. If anything, you lean over too far, Ma, letting us kids make our own mistakes. But what am I doing now that's wrong, huh?
Oh, who can say what's wrong, what's right? It's only... I'll tell it to you first. Benita came to see me. Very much annoyed this afternoon. Cousin Benita.
Yes?
And Benita said that... She said that she heard Sylvester talking... How silly this is, you see. How silly this. She heard Sylvester saying something about elope. And so she was worried. And then she told me...
Elope? With me?
You mean that you know nothing about it?
Well, of all things, Sylvester, elope with me?
Oh. Now, believe in me, we both said we just couldn't just keep it. We agreed that you must have been wrong. And if that's the case, I will say no more about it, Sylvester. Unless there's something that you'd like to tell your mother about.
But there's nothing to tell. I haven't anything against elopement in general. I suppose if a girl wants to elope, let her elope. It just never occurred to me that I... didn't elope with Sylvester.
Mm.
But such an idea has never even crossed my mind. And I wonder what makes Sylvester so sure that I'm going to marry him in the first place. The longer I think about it, the more I think that maybe I won't get married.
Oh, no, no, Faina, don't get anxious, Sylvester. Like I said, Benita herself wasn't too sure. And so, what did you say? The longer you think about it, the more you feel that you don't want to get married.
Gee, I don't know, Ma. It's here, move one step up and sit down. I'll sit on this step here. Of course I want to get married, Ma. I've been saying so for 2 or 3 years. You see, it's Paulette. A little girl very much needs a father. It's her association with her father, which will determine very largely the sort of man she herself will want to marry. So it's important for Paulette. But I also must say I believe it's important for me. You've given me the best home in this whole world, and I don't think for 1 minute I'm not happy here. I've been very happy. But I want more children. I want the kind of companionship that only marriage can give a person. I want to be in love with them. Although maybe that's only a way of saying I want to be loved. And so I do want to get married. But as for Sylvester, oh, golly, golly. Like the joke they tell about the fellow on the crooked poker game. They asked him, didn't he know it was crooked? And he said, sure, but it's the only game in town. Sylvester,
why do you say crooked?
Well,
how much you say crooked, say? What have you heard? Who said anything?
But nobody said it. What do you mean? No, I was only saying Sylvester seems to be the only man around at the moment. Spencer Grayson's letters get fewer and farther between. Big bum. So I don't understand, Mark. Crooked?
Never mind, dear. Anyway, you don't feel that it's all settled between you and Sylvester.
I feel that nothing is settled between me and Sylvester. In fact, we shuffled her down on him and all this commotion about did Sylvester take Willie and Evie's money for himself. You know, that mining stuff. And Willie and Evie still haven't gotten their money back. No? Lately I've been viewing my fifth cousin, Mr. Sylvester Hammaker, with rather fishy eyes, even if I do say so myself. And after this elopement business, next time I talk to him, I'm going to find out what's behind
it. Oh, now, that might not be necessary. Say, you don't have a nice day to tell.
I'm looking for it. Just going to find out what's cooking.
Okay, you won't have the roast chicken cooking if I don't get into the kitchen and have to...
All right, dear. I'll go up and get out of this dress now.
No. I'm practically through with it. I got most of it done. You just come have some tea with me.
Well, Shuffle, what do you have to say?
Oh, Shuffle's fine, dear. He's just fine. I mean, what he said, dear.
Okay.
Phone? Well, land, it's close to 11 and 10.
No, I'll get it. You go on the kitchen and sit yourself down.
I might as well see how much you got done. Hello?
Little Faye? It's me, Desmond Faye, your dream boss. Not the Robert E. Lee, the S.S. Sylvester P. Hammaker.
Oh, good evening, Sylvester P. Hammaker. Were your ears burning just a few minutes ago, Cousin Sylvester?
My ears? Burning? Cousin Faye, little Cousin Faye, when I think about you, which I practically do every minute, everything burns.
What? I mean, now, really, Cousin Sylvester, one, you shouldn't say such things. And two, there is something I want to talk to you about. It has come to my attention.
Hold it, little lady. Just hold the phone, Sugarfoot. I apologize. But where you're concerned, it's like the words of the old song. You're driving me crazy. And, point, too. Would you and your good mother see your way clear to favor me with your presence tomorrow evening at, well, shall we say, 8 p.m. in my very own domicile?
No, wait. What, favor you with a... What did you say?
Well, it's a very important occasion, little lady, it's got. Where the entire family will foregather and assemble. Try and make it, little lady, please. In fact, I insist. 8 o'clock at our house.
No, but still that's it. But is this about Willie and Evie's money? What are you up to now, Sylvester?
Ladies, there's a new wash day thrill waiting for you the first time you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxidol. They're dazzling white and bright. You can feel they're soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Go for a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And what is Sylvester up to? Is it really possible that Faye can be thinking of marrying him? Ah, but Sylvester's clever. And that's what alarms us tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.